Welcome to the Easeful Uplevel, where we talk all things conscious entrepreneurship, spirituality, and upleveling without stress. Together, Aaron Tobias, our marketing expert, meets with Allison Borstad, our mindset expert, where we just get into the nitty-gritty of what it means to figure out who you are, what your purpose is, and what your next steps are. Our goal is to make it as effortless and easeful as possible, even when you're going through hard times. Our goal is to get our mindsets right and get our energy right so that we feel like we can attack anything, we can accomplish anything. Consider this your energetic upgrade of the day. We hope you love this episode.
I feel like I would love to do like a little grounding exercise.
Yeah.
I feel like we just had like this amazing activation, and I would also love to open up this to all of our listeners too, especially all of our new followers from the Highest Self Festival and also the full moon party that I attended that was hosted by Audrey. And so I think it would be a really beautiful moment to just take this activation to the next level and really embody what this is going to mean for us moving forward. So I would love to invite everyone to take a deep breath, and whether you're driving or walking, we can all breathe. So let's just take a deep breath and acknowledge the activation that we have had as a result of the bonds of sisterhood that we have enjoyed over the past few days. And also recognize that there has been a rebirth that has happened with this full moon, as we have made the intention to leave behind the old version of ourselves and have the audacity and the courage, the curiosity, and the bravery to step into this new version. And at this moment, we claim our highest self, and we claim the light that can beam from us into the universe, into all that come across us. And we set aside the temptation to dim ourselves in those moments where we may feel uncomfortable. And so we make this commitment to ourselves, we make this commitment to our higher power, we make this commitment to our higher self. And we also know that we are so supported more than we can ever imagine. And so we ask our ancestors and our angels to keep us accountable and send us winks of love anytime we may feel tempted to forget about the higher self that we are now embodying. With that, I release all of your energy back to you and call in all the light. And so it is.
So it is.
Woo!
Ooh, I love that.
We're our higher selves now.
Oh, yes. You know what? I feel so different, I think, after this weekend. I mean, there's been a lot of activations happening collectively, for sure. And then even Aaron and I have seen each other 3 months in a row in person, and each one of those meetings have been an activation. We've just been doing a lot of really, I think, like deep spiritual work and this self-reclamation and ownership, right? Like in terms of being that girl, right? Like not dimming your shine, not hiding in the background, not like overly worrying about how does everybody feel right now? And I'm going to then change my behavior based on how I think everybody else is feeling. I'm in everybody else's head but my own right now. Like just speaking for myself, right? This was like my empath life, you know, for a long time, versus like really having this very like, you know, 2 feet really grounded on the ground. Like I know who I am. And I know what I have to say, and I'm ready to say it. And some people are going to get it, and some people are not going to get it. And I'm at peace with the people who are not going to get it, knowing that it's still going to be so worth it for the people who like needed to hear it, you know, whatever the message is right now. It's just funny that that was part of our weekend with the HYSL Festival. We had some really cool like voice activation ceremonies with like Krista Williams. That was epic. They're just in terms of, again,
just chills.
I know, my goodness.
Remembering that as soon as you said her name, I was like, chills.
It was amazing. Oh, she's a powerhouse. That was just such a cool event where I'll just share one of the things she had us do. She had us each scream our own name. Yeah. Which I was like, it's such a simple thing, and yet it was so powerful, because it is interesting of how often as women, but I think anyone who maybe at times wavers in their confidence, to be like, hi, I'm Allison, like kind of like apologetic or something, like, yeah, hi, I'm sorry, I'm here taking up space, right? This can be like a thing, or if you're self-conscious. And so to just like scream your presence, I'm like, Allison, Aaron, like, we are here, roar, right? It was just, there was something so cool about just like taking up space, and Aaron and I were very boldly dressed like unicorns at this event, and it was so much fun, and there was no self-consciousness about it, and it was so funny because it was like a beacon of light that was drawing a lot of wonderful people in. We were giving out unicorn oracle cards, or having everybody choose from this deck that Aaron got me for my birthday. And, you know, we wanted each person to take one home because we thought it was just a really beautiful symbolism of all the invisible connections that we have together. So it started as a whole deck, and then each person has a piece of the whole, right? And by the end, we got rid of a lot, maybe not quite all of them, but we got rid of at least 40 cards, mm-hmm. which means that we like really talked in depth to 40 different people, and pretty much all of them approached us, which was really cool because we were just vibing so hard. We were just like having so much fun and like genuinely just so excited to meet people. And it's just so funny when you're like beaming out that energy, people get drawn to it. And so it's been a cool activation for me. Ooh, outrageous openness is the card.
Pulled a card as Allison was talking, and it was called Outrageous Openness.
Oh my gosh.
So you can't make this up.
Can you read that?
Yeah. So it says, dear love, open me to your will. Release me from my attachments. Surprise and delight me with your plan. You know what's needed, and I am open to receive. And I love this idea as you're talking about like the unicorn situation, because we really just felt called to dress as unicorns. Like, we were just like, let's just do this and have fun with this, connect to our inner child. Like, hopefully we can have fun doing this while also spreading some light. And I think that also that was a moment where we did kind of release ourselves from attachments. And this idea of like, how are we supposed to show up? Mm-hmm. You know, what are we supposed to be wearing to this festival? Like, what is our outfit like? Like, of course we were having fun planning it, but we also like weren't feeling pressure to just like dress in a societal norm. It was more so just like, what does our heart want? Mm-hmm. And our heart mm-hmm. wanted to dress like a unicorn.
We were joking. We felt like we looked like two kids going to like a children's birthday party, but in the best way possible. It was just so fun. And again, I think the lack of self-consciousness, you know, I think both you and I have struggled with self-consciousness in the past, or to do something that's standing out, where again, the I feel like our intention was less like, look at me, and more like, I don't care. You know what I mean?
Like, it was like, this sounds my heart fun.
Yeah, my heart wants this. I want to go frolic. And honestly, I kind of don't care either way if people think it's fun, weird, anything in between. Like, we kind of just didn't care, which to me is very freeing, to just get to a point of just kind of like joyful abandon of like, whatever.
Let's see what's gonna happen. I want to acknowledge the women who are also at this festival, because I also felt that they were all embodying that like feeling of joyful abandon. I felt like everyone was so beautifully dressed in whichever way they wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And I loved, it made me feel so free being surrounded by women who were just fully embodied and showing up in their moments, regardless of whether or not they were on a high, regardless of whether they were going through something, they were just showing up. And open to receive, open to connect, open to learn, open to grow, open to make new connections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and I think it's so emboldening to be in a community where everyone is on a very similar wavelength in terms of we're all here for the same reason, right? We were all there to kind of do some self-development work, to dance, to scream, to learn, to connect with each other. And it was such a just safe environment, right? I mean, you just came in and people were like staging you as you come in. Mm-hmm. And it just, the vibes were beautiful. And I think having those experiences with people who are kind of on a parallel path or journey with you, you know, there's a lot of entrepreneurs. We met a lot of other female podcasters, which was really cool. But I think there's something about that too, that really stokes the flames for then going out into the general population, right? Because this event was targeted, like, it was going for people who were going to want exactly this experience. And it's funny, you know, this week I was feeling lit up about registering with my local chamber of commerce, which is probably going to be people that maybe are different. There might be men in their 60s, right? I would assume might be like a lot of the people of the chamber of commerce. I don't know. We'll find out when I get there, right? I'm sure there's like people of all ages, all types, all interests. And yet I want to meet them all, right? And I feel a bit more emboldened to even show up with unicorn energy. Whereas maybe if I go into the chamber of commerce meeting with some unicorn energy, there's going to be some people that are like, huh? Whereas we were in an environment where everyone was like, hell yes, right? And yet I feel that similar, I think, abandon that I was feeling before, like that emboldenedness of like, there's just something about having these moments of full embodiment where it sticks, if that mm-hmm. makes sense, where you're like changed after the event and you're just like, I am who I am and I'm ready to shout it from the rooftops and I'm, you know, ready to meet people. And I'm open to, again, like some people getting it and other people not, and like in not having to change or shift yourself. Again, I think as a recovering people pleaser, an empath, you know, like someone who was definitely prone to kind of social chameleoning, which some of that is like just emotional intelligence, right? So there's like a continuum here with, you know, maybe toning things down or, you know, like read the room at times. But in terms of like really changing how you're presenting yourself, it's a common thing that I talk to a lot of my clients about. And I think there's just something really cool of, again, feeling like really grounded and really self-assured and like knowing who you are. And that's a journey too, by the way. I'm like, who am I really? And why am I here? And what is the purpose? And what is the thing that I have to say? You know, even as like a leader or a budding thought leader.
Yeah.
It's a journey.
I like this idea too of embodiment. And that's one thing I'm very excited about bringing into the Thought Girl Summer program. Because mm-hmm. I did notice a difference between speakers who were embodied versus others who may have been more mental in their head. Mm-hmm. And I think that there is a strong difference when you really do get into that place where you are rooted, where you are like connected into your authority presence, into the reason why you are there at the event and the role that you're playing. I think, especially if you are there to be a practitioner or a speaker, it's very important that you're able to show up in that rooted way so that you can hold space for whatever emotions are going on around you. I noticed with Krista Williams' meditation, the emotions were very charged and there were different levels. So some people were like elated, excited. Other people were maybe more like emotional, like, you know, at some points for me, I was one of those emotional people. Like I wanted to cry during that experience. I felt so moved. And there were also, you know, moments where it was like we were scared, right? Like as soon as she said for everyone to scream their name, like I felt everyone's throat chakra just like.
Like what? Like,
yeah. Like close up a little bit. And so to be able to lead that experience of feeling a little bit of discomfort, but help people to move past it and again, like open themselves up, like that takes a very strong, rooted energetic force, a very embodied woman who is mm-hmm. able to hold that space and hold that authority.
Yeah. Well, and to be encouraging, because there is something too about a leader being very self-assured that creates a feeling of safety for everyone else. Like, I got you. You're good. Like, I already know this is going to be great. And again, it's so funny in terms of there's like, you know, the concept of shifting yourself versus being intuitive and shifting like how you're leading people through a journey. Like, that's a whole other thing too, that I think when you're actually really embodied, you have the ability to pivot in that way, which is a totally separate thing. Cause she was like reading the energy of the room. She was like, no, we're going to need to do that 3 more times to clear that block that you're talking about. Cause everyone was like, the initial one was like, there was hesitation. And then by the 3rd or 4th time that we yelled it, there was not hesitation. And she kind of knew we need another one. We need to do another one to be like, we need to get there. So I think there's something about that too, of like, being so present that you can, you know, kind of like vibe with your community or the people that you're leading. And then like kind of give them what you came there to give them, and like pivoting with them or seeing, you know, it's so funny because this is part of the way that I teach yoga. You know, I never fully plan out my yoga flows because it's the same thing. Like, each day is different in terms of who's in the room and how are they feeling and what is the energy like. And I think there's just something really cool about the like being deeply in presence and flow of like what needs to happen now versus, like you said, when you're all up in your head and like, well, what did I plan? And I like stick to the plan at all costs. Cause I think if people do that too, I think I've been guilty of doing that too in various workshops or something where it's like, you know, you see people's energy dipping or whatever. You're like, well, but I still got 20 more minutes to drone on this topic versus like getting to the point of like, and now we're going to do like an activation. We're going to get our energy back up. Right. I think there's something to like being able to flow with people. That's really kind of cool, but does really take like a grounded, very present energy, like you're saying.
Yeah. And it takes knowing your message very clearly and the medicine that you're giving. And that's another thing that we're going to really be focused in on when we do the Thought Girl Summer. And I'm so excited about it because, you know, when you know your message well, and you know the, I always love to say, like I just said, the medicine, because truly when we're working in this space, a lot of what we are giving is like wisdom, is healing, is guidance, is growth opportunities. And so when you know what that message is and you have it again embodied, it's there's a difference between like knowing your speech and really knowing what the result of that speech is. And that's what also allows you to be able to deliver it in different ways depending on the format, the medium, the room. And so the way you embody it and deliver it is much different on a stage than in a 30-second video clip on Reels. And this is how you can be going back to that chameleon, this is how you can be an embodied, purposeful chameleon, because you're not necessarily changing your personality or your message or your reason for being there, but you are changing your approach because you believe so deeply in the message and in the medicine that you want that person to be able to understand it in the way that makes sense for them. Goes for learning too. Like, some people are visual learners, some people are auditory learners. So again, knowing what you're offering, knowing it well, allows for you to reach them in the way that you intend. And that's really what drives the difference.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. And I love what you're saying about like, what is the core message? And I think this sense of, you know, not that you can necessarily dictate how people are going to feel, because like you said, that one powerful activation, there was lots of reactions to it, all of which were powerful. And I think so meaningful for the people that it was hitting. But I think in general, knowing of like, is this message or this speech meant to inspire? Is it meant to make people like accept themselves or encourage them, invite them to accept themselves? Or is it to teach them something that they don't know that can transform the way that they think about something, right? Like, I do think, you know, we can maybe get lost in all the details, you know, or even overload people. I've been thinking about that more and more too, about how sometimes less is more, and a simple message that's clear, that has the energy behind it too. Because I do think there is something to, again, part of the journey as a leader, like learning to expand your capacity to like really create this power, honestly, like power in a positive way, right? But this like this potency, It is interesting if, you know, let's say you have a really inspiring message of like, go for it and you can do anything and, you know, don't put blocks in front of yourself, just go for it. But if that speaker is feeling really, really anxious, which is normal, by the way, like anyone who's like public speaking, especially if they're at the beginning of their journey or they're going into bigger crowds or whatever, like that anxiety is natural. So we're not shaming the anxiety, but I think there is something when there's a disconnect, if someone's really nervous or if they're like, right before they go on the stage, like, my speech sucks. You know, like if you're having a thought like that, I don't, like you really have to kind of be aware of like what's going on in your mind, your heart, and your body. You know, if sometimes like the self-criticism can hit people too. And it is interesting that I think it can affect the delivery or the way that it hits people on the other end. If there's wavering, and I think the cool thing with like a big part of Thought Girl Summer is, you know, not only do we have like the messaging and the strategy, but we address all of that on the forefront, right? To be like, how actually do you drop in? And like, what tools can you use? And like, oh, and we're going to give you meditations. Or we're going to give you breath work. Like, I think just knowing the things that you can do and then practicing them ahead of time so that it feels second nature and like learning to like really ground and get your visualizations and expand that energy so that you're like just ready to beam when you walk out, or when you even just to make a reel, right? For some people, they have a lot of anxiety just to, you know, get on social media. So I think there is, this is the kind of support, honestly, that I wish that I had, because I have been the person, I've led Same. Workshops, I've given speeches where I was like shaking like a leaf up there. So no judgment to anyone who feels that way. I'm like, man, I needed some kind of course like this to talk about the energetics and the groundedness, Same. In addition to the messaging. I mean,
I feel like I got this education from like all sorts of different places, and mm-hmm. also by doing it, you know, I tell my story all the time, but I'm someone who was very scared to use my voice and very shut down. And it's been a journey to reclaim it and get it back. And look, now here we are speaking into microphones. But yeah. having that, like that journey has definitely allowed for me to, number one, be able to hold space for others who are on the same journey. And that's what this course has created, in order to hold you so gently, but also like activate you too, because I feel that my experience has been a very jarring one sometimes, because I feel like you can get the information like all sorts of different places on like how to produce a podcast, how to produce a reel, how to embody your voice, searching YouTube for meditations. But there's not like, I have never found like one centralized place where all of this knowledge lives, and where mm-hmm. it's also like a living community of people who are also going towards the same goal together. Because I think there's also something around when a community gets together with intention that allows for you to soar so much higher. And again, this goes back mm-hmm. to our experience with the sisterhood the past mm-hmm. weekend, of like we were there with an intention, and look at the ways that we were able to further our expansion and make that expansion go so much quicker than how we just been trying to do this on our own.
100%. Well, and it's so funny that I find that in terms of these like moments that feel like a quantum leap, right, where you're just like energetically, or even like when things click together, like this week, I've had a very productive week in my business, like all of a sudden things made sense. And I had all this clarity and the motivation. But I think a lot of it was just the activation of being around people. And I think too, there's something really beautiful about seeing yourself in someone else who's on a parallel journey. So to me, it was so inspiring to see these women on stage speaking and presenting. That was like, because I was absorbing what they were saying and enjoying what they were saying. And then also I, you know, okay, I can see you doing that. And now I can see me doing it, right? There is this like camaraderie, you know, or even we were taking notes in terms of the people who were hosting the events, of like, for our future retreats and for our future events, like these, they did some of these things beautifully, right? And I think there is just something to even get an intimate window too, in like, this is where I always love kind of these group coaching environments, where you can actually really see the other side, you know, because a lot of times people's front facing either persona or even their business, like you might go to their website and be like, wow, their website's beautiful and all this kind of stuff. And I think there's really something beautiful when people are really vulnerable on the back end and they're like, I don't know what I'm doing. It might look really clean and pristine on the outside, but I'm like, I feel a bit discombobulated, or, you know, and like, and I need the support, because we all do. That's actually literally the experience of everyone that I know that is on this self-discovery journey, but also in terms of the entrepreneurial journey. Again, you're not really following anybody else's script. And maybe if you're like me, you might have tried at certain points where you're like, you're successful, what did you do? Can I do that? But really, truly, we each have to, you know, find our own signature thing that matches our own unique journey. And we literally are at times kind of feeling around in the dark, like a little bit, or taking some risks or opening a door we don't fully know where it leads. And that's, I think, a big part of the journey too, is developing, again, that groundedness, that self-trust, even that like trust in the universe, right? Or the divine, that it's like, when you've got really good intentions, right, and you're like being thoughtful, I just, again and again, the universe just catches you. It's always blows my mind.
Yes. I actually just had such a beautiful opportunity at Audrey's full moon ceremony to work with 10 women for card reads. And it was definitely an opportunity that I had been wanting, but afraid to take on. And it was so beautiful because it was just very organic. She was like, Erin, bring your cards and we'll see what happens. Like, maybe you can do a few readings. She was like, I love the reading that you gave me the other day. So let's just like see what happens. And it was funny because when I brought the cards out, it was like this moment of trusting the universe. Like every time I'm doing energetic work like that, it's like, is it going to work? Right? Mm-hmm. Like I always am feeling these moments of doubt, but yeah, it worked. Like we all sat around, like we did the cards. The cards were amazing. The healing that happened. I mean, we were crying, we were laughing. We were feeling the ancestors and the angels that were with us. And each person had a very different experience, but it was amazing to be able to get to a point where I felt calm enough to share those messages. And the ripple effect that it's had. And I think that this embodiment work that we have been doing has really helped me to do that. And I also do think that the activation that we had over the weekend, like, really did allow for me to be comfortable with showing up in that way and being okay with whatever result happened, not trying to manipulate the results, not trying to do any of that. I think there were some women that I spent like, I don't even know how long. All I know is I looked at the clock and like 4 hours had passed and I felt like it was like a minute. So I don't even know what happened, but yeah, it was really fun. Yeah. And it was a manifestation. So I had set a goal in the new moon that I would do 10 soul readings. And little did I know that on the full moon, I would get the opportunity to do 10 soul readings completely unplanned. Oh, so it was kind of crazy. Amazing. So when you set that intention out there.
Yeah.
Unicorns.
Yeah. Angels, truly.
All of it.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Oh, this has been like, it's so funny. My husband and I were doing our own fun little full moon thing together, which, listen, for the last year and a half or so, I've hosted so many of these like full moon gatherings, but then I moved to a whole new city, a whole new state, and this upcoming month is going to be my first full, like, local full moon. I'm like, I don't know anyone yet, but they're going to come. I'm going to put the beacon out and they're going to come. I'm really excited about it. But my husband and I did our own little thing, you know, pulling our cards and setting our intentions. But it's just funny that, you know, the eclipse and the new moon was in Aries. Mm-hmm. I'm an Aries sun. And then this full moon was in Scorpio. My husband's a Scorpio. And we both have had like such potent activations individually and also together in the last, how long has it been? I don't know. Time is weird because it feels like it's been 3 months, but it's been,
well, then 4 weeks.
4 weeks, right? Oh my goodness. And it is really cool in terms of some of the intentions that we set. You know, even I've been doing a lot with like heart opening, right? Of like, remove the cage from the backside of your heart has been this kind of journey that I've been on. And it's been really, really interesting because, you know what? Sometimes the journey there involves tears, I will say, right? Because it's like, now how are we breaking that cage off of there? And like, what put the cage there? And what are we going to have to look at, right, to like really be able to open it? So I think there's something to the shadow work, but also not fearing it, you know, and allowing like the whatever the emotions that are going to come up are going to come up, like whether you're healing your inner child or even for me, I've been doing a lot with even like my inner kind of defender or that hyper independent part of myself that's like, I got it. Let me do it. Let me do all of it. Right. Or if I have a messy emotion, let me take it over here and let me clean it up first before like you have to deal with my messy emotion kind of a thing. But to actually allow people to see the vulnerable sides, the safe people, right, who have earned their place there, is also such an activation. So I think, again, it's another level of authenticity is like vulnerability too, right, of letting people see your mess.
I mean, it's, right? It's a mark of strength. So to be able to stand in your mess and claim it is a mark of strength. And it really takes a lot to get to that place where you're okay with showing up in those ways. And it does take work. It takes time, and it's like a journey to be able to get there.
Yeah.
But it does feel liberating when you're there. It doesn't mean that you're always like showing up all crazy like a hot mess, but it's just like, yeah, life is messy a little bit. Like sometimes you're going to go through it. I just had a beautiful conversation with one of my clients, and she was like, honestly, my anxiety is just high today. Like she's like, I'm trying to make decisions, but I just want to tell you right now, like my anxiety is a little bit high. Like I'm doing some things to try to make it better, and I'm going to get there. But like, just so you know, I can't make all the decisions that I want to make today. So that was a beautiful admission, because that allowed for us to make the decisions that we could make in that moment, and then understand like when we were going to come back to maybe some of the things that were less pressing. I think if we have those conversations between, you know, us as business owners, us as a women collective, we're only going to strengthen our power. And gone are the days that we are trying to make it look like we're boss babes that have it all together. Mm-hmm. No one is interested in that anymore, because it's false. It's a false perception. And it's also a perception that leads to burnout. So let's start acknowledging that we are humans.
Amen. Well, to me, it's part of this too is like, you know, that whole like fake it till you make it mentality. Yeah. It's like, what if, like, I still think, you know, you keep going, do it messy, right, is my version of that versus fake it till you make it, right? Because it's like, well, pretend you have it all together. I think there is something actually that's really beautiful when you don't. And it's so funny, even like, I feel like a real time kind of scientific experiment that I've been noticing, even in terms of like on social media, right? When I post reels and content almost daily, right? And it's so interesting that the ones where I'm just like, here's my mess, are the ones that pop up, right? And are the ones that people actually find to be the most helpful. Like, I think there's this worry too, as you're like, you know, starting out as an entrepreneur, or you're finding your feet or your expertise, to think that if you show any either weakness, messiness, or uncertainty or something like that, that people aren't going to take you seriously. And I found the exact opposite. Or it's always when I'm like recording something in my car versus like a really polished, beautiful something that I've like really like set the lighting or whatever. But it's like really, you know, I'm sweating at the gym and I'm like, hey, I just had a thought, by the way. It's so funny that people really appreciate, you know, like the authenticity. And I also think too, in terms of the quality of the work that we put out, it kind of makes me think of a recent meeting where Aaron and I were recording modules for our program. And I was just like, I'm in a funky energetic state, and I'm not going to lie, I don't want to do a recording now that other people are going to absorb if I have any funky ass energy in here. I was just like, I don't want to put it into the ether. Whereas old me would have been like, just suck it up, Allison, and like button up and da-da-da and do it. But like, I think there's even this awareness of, you know, the way that we impact other people and the way that we can even honor ourselves, where I'm like, I'm not in a, like, my brain is all over the place. I'm not in a place to like focus on this right now. But I also know myself well enough to know that in a day or two, I will be, right? But to have the patience with ourselves and to not force things to happen on an artificial timeline too, I think it takes like some trust and flexibility to get there, you know?
Yeah.
It takes practice.
It definitely takes a lot of trust. This past week, I've been asked to trust the universe like deeper and deeper and deeper. And mm-hmm. I've been trying my best to do that. And it's been amazing, like the results that have come back. But I can't say that like this week has been the perfect week for me. Mm-hmm. Like there's mm-hmm. way more that I haven't gotten done that I would love to get done. But I'm starting to try to trust that when I get those pings of intuition that I do need to follow them. And mm-hmm. that when I do follow them, beauty is on the other side. And abundance yeah. and creativity and joy. And that's my intention. Yeah. I think I'll be working on that for the rest of my life. But
yeah. Well, it's so wise though, because I do think, you know, like obviously the day-to-day aspects of business, you know, and the to-do lists and like some of the more mundane tasks or whatever are absolutely necessary to like have a successful business. And though, like in terms of the little moments of magic or synchronicity or whatever, I do feel like there's sometimes it's like going to one event. Let me just show up to this event that it's like one thing for an hour or two that could potentially move the needle in a massive way. Yeah. Massive. And so like where the return on that is way bigger, you know, or can open all of these doors all of a yeah. sudden. It's like funny, even the event we went to or the multiple events we went to this past weekend, I already got a request from someone for me to be a guest expert speaker on ADHD at their next retreat. And I was like, well, that's cool. So just showing up there, right, was that like necessarily my clear intention? I knew that magic would ensue, right, yeah. going to some of these things. But you don't always exactly know how. You just know that there is going to be something that's kind of like aligned with your path on the other side. And I think there's just something really cool about that.
That's awesome, Allison. So, I didn't know that. Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, it's new. I met with this person yesterday and I was like, okay. Because also since our it's funny, since our weekend, I've had a bunch of people signing up for consults. And, you know, with the preparation for the weekend, I was putting less of my usual business promotional material out. And yet mm-hmm. it just did its own thing. Or this is where I really do believe in the energetics of things. Anytime that I'm feeling like really connecty or really open to people, I'm getting emails that don't always line up again with like exactly what I was doing or putting out there before. I just think it's really interesting. So yeah, I had no idea what this person wanted to talk to me about. And they were like, oh, I consumed your content and I need someone like you to do this. You know, I have this vision and I was looking for, you know, like a clinical expert in ADHD. And so, and there you are. And I just thought it was just like so funny that, yeah, you just kind of never know. So
girl, there you are.
Right? Right? Thought leadership, right? It's so funny. So
you said thought, not thought.
Hot girl, thought girl.
You are a hot
doing
girl.
The best,
you're
a thought girl. Ooh. Dude, this summer is going to pop off. I already feel it. There's so much energy here and I'm just so excited too for all the women in Thought Girl. Yes,
I cannot wait.
It's going to be so fun.
I'm so excited. Like I'm just like brimming with excitement. So I'm really looking forward to, you know, seeing who we get to spend the summer with, seeing who mm-hmm. is going to be like blossoming by fall. Like that's going to be so exciting to be able to see all of this beautiful knowledge go out into the world. That's what I'm most mm-hmm. looking forward to. It's like little butterflies everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's so funny because the people that we work with are always just like, I consider them like earth angels, honestly.
They
like
are.
I talk to them, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the sweetest person I've ever met. Their heart is so huge, right? And they just want to help. They just want to like heal. And, you know, and it's so funny too that a lot of times I feel like those types can often like be very humble, but almost like too humble, right? Because at a certain point you have to be able to broadcast it so that people know you exist and can hear you, right? And it's not actually this like selfish or showy or whatever thing that maybe our minds might be like, you know, who are you to get on stage and broadcast this thing? But like guaranteed the moment that you do, there's going to be droves of people that come up to you that are like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for sharing this. I was looking for someone who like was going to speak to this issue, or like you touched my soul. Like you get it. Finally, I found someone I've been looking. Like you'd be surprised that like this is just such a cool, authentic way to meet the people that you're meant to work with, is like by speaking your truth and putting your message out there.
I pulled one more card for us to wrap up.
Ooh, yes.
Wrap up the podcast here for the week. And I want to leave it for everyone. So the card is at the top. It says expansiveness. And we're using the Tosha Silver deck, Divine Abundance Oracle cards. And of course, I pulled it because as soon as I was talking about butterflies, all the butterflies are all over this card.
I expansive.
Mean, like layers and layers and layers of butterflies. And this card says, eternity is far more creative than the rigid, constrained, and exhausted ego.
Wow.
And so I want to, this card.
That's right on point, right?
Right on point.
Let it flow, guys.
Let it flow. So I just want to leave everyone with the blessing of stepping into their divine truth, setting aside ego and any sort of self-doubt or pensiveness, and just blessing you with abundance of thought, of joy, and of stepping into your own power. And together we expand.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a beautiful week. So listener, I hope you loved our fun unicorn episode, and we are bringing this fun, exuberant unicorn energy into spring and also summer with our upcoming combined program called Thought Girl Summer. Yes, you heard it right. Thought Girl like Hot Girl. But you know, when someone goes away for a summer and comes back and you're like, what did you do this summer? You look amazing. Oh my gosh. Right. And they're like, oh, you know, I was working on my self-care. And it was just like, you know, getting everything right and tight and all that kind of stuff. That's what we want to do for your business, for your brand, for your future as a expert and thought leader in your field. So Erin and I have separately and together worked with some amazing thought leaders to help them get their confidence and their energetics and their kind of magnetic quality on point, and also get their messaging clear and concise and compelling. And so Erin and I bring our brilliance together. Erin has worked on some of the most iconic brands, from McDonald's to M&M's to, I mean, the list goes on and on. So she will take this knowledge that she knows from like managing some of these huge corporate teams and working with these top brands to have a really successful marketing campaign. She's taking these skills and applying them to these now small brands and up and coming people. So if you identify with this at all, you're going to want to hear what she has to say. She's going to help you put together a media kit. She's going to help you know what your keynote speeches are, so that if someone reaches out to you for a speech or a podcast, that you're ready to go instantly. You're like, yep, got it all ready to go. We're going to work on really expanding your energy so that you can hold higher and higher frequencies and be able to beam your light and your energy out in a powerful way, where imposter syndrome and self-limiting beliefs and fear of visibility or failure, none of these things are going to get in your way anymore. You are going to feel so on fire coming into the fall when you go through Thought Girl Summer with us and 10 other participants. This is going to be amazing. So we're excited for you to meet each other in the group. We're excited to meet you. So if this is something that you've been dying to kind of like get everything right and tight and on lock in your business, the time is now, guys. Sign up for Thought Girl Summer. If you sign up now, you will get a bonus one-on-one with both Erin and then me. So both of us are going to help you really kind of get to the core of who you are as a thought leader and what your path forward is. And so you're going to come out the gate just like rearing to go, ready to double down in this group, where again, we're going to send you off with some of these amazing resources so that you are able to hit the ground running come fall. So if you're curious, check the show notes and we'll be telling you more and more.